First of all, welcome. My name is the Mad Hatter's Classic Cuts and Convos. We do it every Thursday, Throwback Thursday, Throwback Thursdays, and I'm talking to the great, incredible, iconic Melvin Riley from Ready for the World. Thank you for talking to me, man. I appreciate you so much. Great to see you. I'm going to jump right into this, man. I've been thinking about this all night. I have not seen a biopic. I haven't seen a behind the music. I haven't seen the story. I'm ready to see the Ready for the World story. What's the holdup and why haven't we seen it?
Well, I'm actually, they're doing a documentary.
Oh, okay.
Which documentary is pretty much done. And when I say this documentary is like nothing you've ever seen, man, it's it is so powerful because you got a lot of Hollywood heavyweights showing a lot of love and respect on how we influenced a lot of the things that they have done in their lives as well as their career. So that's something that's taken, man, it's taken storm. It took the group by storm because it's really good. It's just a matter of them working out the details and getting this thing out there on the big networks.
I'm glad. Okay, so do you believe that there was a time, because this happens to every group, it happens in music, there's a time when you're super, super hot and then there's this lull period. What's occurred where you think there's this, people want to know about Ready for the World, they want to know about Melvin Riley, and when did it start happening where everybody is starting to refine groups like yours? Like certain songs never go out of style. You can play Old Sheila, you can drop it at any time, and it's a party starter still to this day. But I know that there becomes this period in time where, you know, you get lukewarm and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm doing shows every weekend. What's going on here?
You know, the good thing about it is usually not the talent, you know, it's usually not the music nor the talent. It's the algorithms, meaning the people that are responsible for taking care of business. Sometimes take care of business. Sometimes they don't. Usually the artists are pretty much ready to roll, get out on the road, put the albums out. But you got record company executives that leave labels, they stay at labels, then they get a job here, and then you're the artist still stuck on that label. And then people are like, well, what's going on? Well, we're ready to roll. The music is ready, but now we got a new president at the record label. You know what I'm saying? So certain things like that happen, you know, with a lot of artists. And it's usually the algorithms of the people that work there at the record label. As for Ready for the World, you know, we did not do behind the, what is it?
Unsung.
Right. They requested for us to do Unsung. And this was many times. And I guess we never got together to pretty much put that together. But again, algorithms and people not handling what they should have been handling gave people the wrong information. And that got screwed up.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so I'm one of those people that I like to deal with people directly, so I don't want anybody really speaking for me when it comes to certain matters, because sometimes that's where translation gets messed up, and that's when you see that lukewarm type of period when you have artists going through that little phase.
I can dig it. I can dig it. So that means we will be seeing this story soon, is what you're trying to tell me.
Hey, I'm hoping so. You know, once they can get it sold to a network and put out there, people are going to love it.
All right. I'm going to go back, man. Originally, I understand that you wanted to be a football player. You're a huge Pittsburgh fan. What happened, bro? And how does music mix into all that? Because one day I'm going to play football, but maybe I ain't grown the way I think. And oops, 17, I fall into this group. And next thing you know, we sign and life takes this pivot that you don't know, because you come from a background of educators. So, you know, You don't go in that direction that mom and dad and the family are expecting. All of a sudden you on a stage and putting out records and you're like, we don't know what happened to our baby.
Yeah, right. And it happens that way too.
Yes, sir.
You know, God blesses us all with a talent, you know, and sometimes we want to do something different. But that thing in you is what pretty much you're good at a lot of times. Like Michael Jordan, I use him for instance, wanted to be a baseball player.
Yeah.
But his talents were so superior in basketball, he had to roll where his superior talents took him.
I dig it.
And, you know, and my first love is football, you know, and reality set in because I did stop growing. I did. So I played football 12 years of my life. You know, I was in love. You could have told me I wasn't going pro. But my talent is songwriting. I would come home from football practice and always find myself at the piano tinkering and coming up with melodies. And that's that thing I tell you, when God gives you this gift, it's just sometimes it's something that's just in you that you always go back to. And that's, you know, where you go up and all of a sudden now you're on stage performing for all these people and you're good at it. And it's that because you got that gift. And that's really the real deal.
When did you know you were good, though? Because, again, you're a kid. Yeah. And you're playing football and your family, the vision has already been written for you.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing about it, because I've always been able to. That ear, you know, even though my mind was somewhere else, I always knew what a hit record sounded like. I always knew what melody was. And it's one of those things you can't teach yourself. You can develop it and make yourself better at it. But I just always had a knack for writing songs, always had a knack for melody, always had a hook for a vibe for writing a hook that was catchy. And I attribute a lot of that to going back and forth to Clarksdale, Mississippi, where the blues was born.
Yes, sir.
It's Clarksdale, Mississippi. Well, I was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and had to go back to Clarksdale pretty much every summer. Mm-hmm. That and Marks, Mississippi. My mother was from Marks and my father was from Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I grew up listening to the blues. So when the other kids was listening to maybe this, that, or the other, I was listening to blues. So that storytelling, I think, comes from my roots of growing up and listening to blues as if it was the mainstream, which it was the mainstream for my family.
Yes, sir.
Besides gospel and a lot of other things. But yeah, that blues, I think, really gave me that knack to be able to say, huh, this is catchy. Let me sing about something that's going to get people's attention.
Was there a definitive moment when you knew that Ready for the World was going to happen? Like I said, you're a young kid, you're 17, maybe 18. And then this pivot takes off and you got to move in that direction.
Right. We didn't really know for sure. I was in college at the time. I graduated college at 17 years old, but we had attorneys in Detroit that believed in us. And we did a demo tape, man, right out of high school. Excuse me. And it was four songs. And we met these attorneys through the Electrifying Mojo.
Oh, DJ, big time DJ. Yeah.
Big time DJ in Detroit. We went up there, man. And by chance, he was coming from lunch and we were going in to see him. And he said, come on up. Let me hear what you got. And it blew him away. And that was Tonight and Deep Inside Your Love. And he fell in love with it. He said, I'm going to hook you guys up with some attorneys here and see if they can make something happen. And the rest is history.
Wow.
So we were just, we were just going up to say, hey, man, can you play our record on the radio? And it went from one thing to the next thing to the next thing.
So you didn't even, there wasn't even time for you to imagine what life would be without going to school, without playing ball, without going in that direction. You kind of like, I don't want to use the word, you were thrown into this.
Yeah.
You probably have hopes at some point, if you're going into the studio to record, obviously you wanted to take off, but it happens in such a way and so quickly. You know, how did you rebound from that? Because, you know, like you said, you went in with a demo, you came away, and, oh, wow, we got a deal now. Life is different.
Yeah, that's basically how it happened, you know, and I don't think we took it for granted because we didn't really feel like stars anyway. But this music started going up the charts and going up the charts. And then the next thing you know, we're on tour with Luther Vandross.
Wow.
So a lot of things happened where we weren't really ready, but we were ready in the studio. So that's where we get the Ready for the World, because the studio was what we did. We want to make hits. We want to make hit records. And so that's what we honed our skills for, was making hit records, because we felt like, hey, what was on the radio? We had something hotter than what we felt that we were listening to on the radio. We always felt like, no, we can do better than that. Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a particular song that you knew was going to be the one after the deal is signed? Is there a particular song you're like, oh, I know this one is, we're out of here?
The first one I thought was Tonight. Because of the lyrical content of Tonight, I knew that we would catch people's attention. So, and even we got banned on a lot of stations at the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, because Tonight, you know, at that time,
it was different. I remember.
And people weren't saying, girl, you so wet, you can barely wait. So,
wow.
You know, radio, like, wait a minute.
How
old are these guys? You know, and so we got banned in the beginning, and then eventually, we signed with MCA Records and they did what they do.
Right.
And we got that radio airplay, and Tonight made us popular. But we always knew we had O'Sheila in the back. We always knew that, man, we got this bomb hit. And the DJs told us that. They're like, yeah, you guys came out with Tonight and Demon Side Your Love. When are you guys going to release O'Sheila? And they kept asking that. So that gave us an indication that we had a bad boy on our hands. When we release O'Sheila, let's see what happens. And number one Billboard, four different
tracks. And you already knew that that song, like that, and that's still a classic, like I said, to this day. By the way, I've heard you say something about this story. O'Sheila, who's about, why did Sheila E., there was some talk that she might have thought that it was about her. I don't know if it ever was, or if you ever cleared up if it was or was not about her. Was Sheila an actual person?
Sheila is fictional, man. I came up with Sheila, man.
Is there a reason why you picked that name?
I went through a lot of names.
Really?
And I don't know. I remember I was like 16, almost 17 years old when I wrote it.
Right.
And I remember coming up with old Lisa, it was a bunch of names. But the Sheila is what really stood out to me. And it was not about a particular person, but I made her up. So that's where that came from. And then I met Sheila E. at, I think, American Music Awards years ago. And she asked me, was it? And I said, no, actually, it was. I had different names. And I told her the truth because it wasn't about her. I hadn't even met her yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't about her. But it was definitely a catchy name, you know, at the time, because it was good timing with Prince and Sheila E. doing what they do.
Did you all receive comparisons? There was another group out at the time with Dream Boy. I can't lie, man. When I was a youngster, I loved Don't Go. Were you guys ever confused for Dream Boy at any point? I think Dream Boy, wasn't they on MCA as well?
No. Dream Boy came out before us in Detroit. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because Jeffrey Stanton and I hooked up in Vegas about 4 weeks ago. Which is the lead singer of Dream Boy. He came to a show that we had out in Vegas about 4 weeks ago.
Wow.
But no, we didn't really get any confusion, I don't think, back then. It was kind of a distinct thing. And they may have said, well, is it Dream Boy? Because you guys kind of remind, which I could have. Tonight came out and then Dream Boy was out there as well. Mm-hmm. But we never really got a lot of that confusion.
Not even with comparable sounds at the time, like, oh, it sounds like Prince or anything like that.
The confusion of a lot of things, like a lot of people thought O'Sheila was Prince, and the vibe was that Prince type of vibe back in the 80s.
Yeah,
but there was no distinction except for the O'Sheila, where when it first came, people thought it was Prince.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
here's another crazy one. Digital Display. As we are in this computer digital age now, when you wrote that, the song seems to be premonition, I guess. did you know that, you know, because to me, it's you, Roger had Computer Love. And I'm like, man, did these guys know something that the rest of the world did not know? We thought it was cute songs. You know, you grow up, yeah, this is just a cute song.
Right.
You don't really have a grasp of what digital computer, you don't. You've heard the word thrown around, but now, you know, we live in a world that is completely digital.
Yes.
And computerized. Did you see that, or this is just happenstance?
No, I think Greg Potts, my keyboard player at the time, wrote Digital Display. And there was an artist at the time called Thomas Dolby out.
Oh, yeah. She blinded me with science
and all of that. So Thomas Dolby, I think, influenced Greg in that direction of, yeah, this computer techno digital world is going on behind the scenes. And only a few people grasped that at the time in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Greg was influenced by was that Thomas Dolby electronic digital sound. And I think that's where he resonated that digital display and came up with that digital vibe.
That was a dope song, man. Well, all the Ready for the World stuff was completely dope. Did you have were you more aligned with your up-tempo music, or were you really like, I like when we just break it down and we just do the ballads?
No, man, I'm versatile on that, man. I love going fast, slow. You know, if it's a hit, it's a hit to me. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a fast song or slow. Like right now with my new project.
Yeah.
My up-tempo stuff, people are going to be like, wait a minute, this guy is how old? And he's sounding like, but it's all about the hit record with me. It's not about an age with me when it comes to music. It's about great music. And so I can go fast or slow, either one. As long as it's a hit record, I'm good either way.
You have not slown. Nothing has stopped you. You've been moving since this is the lane you got in life. This is what was chosen or you chose. Right. And you continue to do it. You continue to release music. I know the new one's called Sugar Daddy. So we got to get into what the Sugar Daddy is all about. Oh, but you've not stopped. And I believe at this point, I could be talking out of turn that you don't have to do it at this point. But your love for it is so deep. It's like you wake up in the morning, you got to do it.
Yeah, it's still in me. You know, it's still that hunger, that vibe to create great music. And that's really the main thing. You know, I've been in it a while. I enjoy what I do. And it's still in me. I still can do it. It's like that Tom Brady thing. Like, why is Tom Brady still playing ball? I knew he still had it, you know? And so I know I still have it. And I'm going to definitely give it to him.
There's not a date for you to say, you know, I've done it. Let's retire this year.
You know, I did say that at one point, and then I keep coming up with these jams. So
the game won't let me go.
Right. I get down and I get on the keyboard and I come up with this melody and this hook. I'm like, oh, the world got to hear this. That's, you know, I love great music. And you know, we as artists hear all the time, oh man, when y'all gonna do something, man? This new music is whack. This new music ain't. Yeah. And I don't say too much about it other than let us just give you all this real music. And that's what's making us so relevant again.
Yeah.
Older artists is that people are like, man, we get it. We miss the real deal. We miss that old school, real hooks, real melodies, real vocals, real lyrics. And I think that age group wants that back. And that's what's making us relevant.
Mr. Melvin Riley, ready for the world. Are you ever surprised that you're able, like, have you ever looked like, wow, look at me, man. I've been doing this literally since I was a baby. Here I am. I'm still doing this thing that I love to do, man. And the new generations find you. You know, you might be doing a concert and you're like, you got this 18-year-old kid saying every word. You're like, this is crazy. I'm playing for mama, daddy, grandma, auntie, kids.
Love it. Love it. And that's that good thing, that good music that makes people move. And I mean, not only for myself and the group, but for other artists, you know, that still can do it and still get out there and let those fans and the new fans, like you said, the younger kids, oh man, when they discover the old Sheilas and the Love You Down Tonight digital display, it's a whole new creation.
Yeah. I know that there was I hope we get to hear the story one day, the whole Ready for the World story. A lot of people don't know some of those songs you totally did by yourself. There was no group. Was this coincidental, accidental? Because I know sometimes, you know, the music business, like, yeah, that's the one right there. The other ones, yeah, but that's the one right there. Or is it, I was always the driving force behind the group?
To be honest, yeah, I've always been the driving force. Me going into the studio and writing songs, the way it works is we all have these home studios and you create a song. And when you're in a band, you say, hey, we're going to have a meeting and hear what we came up with. And a lot of times I would be the main person that came up with the majority of the songs because I stayed in the studio. And my songs, the record company would just go crazy over Love You Down, you know, Tonight, Oh Sheila. And so when you are an artist that can play all the instruments, create it, do all, then you have the group come in and say, hey, what can you add to this? And can you replay these parts? And a lot of times, not everybody has your same work ethic.
I dig it.
And I'm not speaking out, you know, bad about anybody. It's just some people in a group have a hell of a work ethic. And mine just happens to be through the roof to where I'm steady in the studio coming up with stuff. And so I have a lot of songs during this time when we were with a group. And so my songs were the songs that were picked not even by the record company so much, but as the group as well.
Wow.
And I ended up, can he do it like this? I would do a demo. I would tell guys to come in the studio, do your part. And sometimes they would come, sometimes they wouldn't, but I had to keep going.
Yes, sir.
And that's how you end up getting songs all done by yourself and the record company puts it out.
Did it ever cause animosity? And I know that's part of the story, but.
Yeah, it quietly, but never, because they understood, well, we still eating off this song that Melvin did all by himself. So, you know,
we all eating, so let's.
Yeah, going. Yeah. So, you know, if there was any animosity, it was a quiet animosity at the time.
Do we get the opportunity when you perform live? I know this Melvin Riley can do all of it anyway, but do we ever get the opportunities to see when you bring the guys back together and perform as Ready for the World as well? Even though I know it's your voice and, you know.
Right. Well, me and the bass player, John Eaton, we tour together now.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do shows and, you know, under Melvin Ready for the World featuring Melvin Riley or Melvin Riley and Ready for the World. A lot of the fans want to see the real lead singer, the original writer and singer of a song. And that's what we give them.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I put out a notice years ago, because promoters have been fooled a lot of times thinking that they're getting Melvin Riley and Ready for the World. But how can I put this? I put out a thing years ago and said, if it's not saying Ready for the World and Melvin Riley or Melvin Riley Ready for the World, then that's not me. I'm not going to be at that show.
Gotcha.
And I made that clear so the fans wouldn't be upset. And then my management started getting a lot of letters about, we went to the show and we thought Melvin Riley was going to be there. What's going on? Melvin Riley's supposed to be at the show. And then my management refers them to saying, he put out a notice years ago stating that if it doesn't say Melvin Riley Ready for the World, he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. And I had to let them know. Some promoters got the message, some didn't. And you know, it is not my fault. I can't call every promoter and tell them. I posted it out there and let them know that's what was going on. So when you want to book Ready for the World and you want Melvin Riley, it has to say Melvin Riley and Ready for the World, or Ready for the World featuring Melvin Riley.
Okay. Well, you know, as fans, you know, they always want to see the originals. It always makes you feel that nostalgic feeling, but they most certainly want to see Melvin Riley. So
I'm with you. Yeah, always.
Now talk to me about Sugar Daddy, man. I guess we had a point now where, you know, life has changed for us. Now we're talking about being sugar daddies.
There you go. That was it right there. every man, as he gets older, in his maturity.
Yes, sir.
Knows that, you know, I'm trying to put this nicely.
Yeah. Skate on, brother. Skate on. I'm with you.
As we mature as men, you know, we appreciate things in a way to where we like, you know what, girl, don't worry about that. I got you. You know, and so that's where Sugar Daddy comes from. You know, Sugar Daddy is that. Like, yeah, like, you listen, I got you. I've been out here a while. You know, and I don't want to see you all frowned up and upset all the time when I got you. So, you know, let me be your sugar daddy. Take a little weight of that, little of that weight off of you. And that's the PG version of it.
Sugar daddy on, Mr. Riley. Sugar daddy on, man.
Yeah, and man. And you, and another thing. Go. Another thing is that, you know, through the past 25 years, women have been hearing some real derogatory lyrics toward women, you know, and of course you got, you know, people that rap about this or sing about that. I'm not getting, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, sir.
But there's nothing wrong with a guy coming along and singing. Also, you know, let me take care of you. Let me handle, you know, this, that, and the other. Because it don't always have to be derogatory. It has to be some kind of balance to where you got a guy that says, hey, come on now.
You know, I got that. I did that. Over all these years, how were you able to balance friendship, relationships, family, fame, fortune? How were you able to do it? Because many times a lot of your peers, I can't sit here and have these conversations with them because life won that war, so to speak, with them. Oftentimes, guys are not able to go through the ups and downs of this industry unscathed, but you are vibrant and youthful looking and ready to do it. What's it been attributed to?
Well, I mean, I never strayed away from my faith. You know, God and Jesus Christ has always been my savior, you know, and I think having the balance comes from your foundation. If you don't have a foundation out here, life will take you on a roller coaster. My priority is making great music and putting that great music out in the world, man. I've never tripped on celebrity. I've never tripped on fame, fortune. I've enjoyed it. And I continue to enjoy it, but it does not make me move in a way to where I got to be funny style to anybody. Yes, it's about that music, you know, and I can balance that knowing that I got a great foundation and I keep it real. You know, I've never changed. I'm happy being who I am, doing what I do. And I didn't have to become somebody else to enjoy the fame and the fortune.
Salute on that.
Continue being you.
I can tell that health, my big thing is health and wealth. And I'm looking at you. I'm like, oh yeah, I can tell like this brother, he believes in this mantra. What are you doing to maintain this youthful feel and look that you have?
Man, I just, of course I get up, I get on my treadmill or I go to the track. And then when I get lazy, I get fat. And then when I ain't lazy no more, I get on my grind. So yeah. It is, of course, it's an up and down when you get older, you know, but when you know it's time to get back in that gym and do what you need to do and eat right, then you do that.
Yeah. You know?
Like Mike Tyson, man. Mike Tyson is getting still, it.
Yeah, he, man. He's still dangerous. I'm still scared.
Always dangerous.
Less food.
Yes. And that's the same way here. You know, we get older, we get fat sometimes, and then we get right back in shape and we looking, you know, try to keep it together.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Riley, I appreciate your time. I want to thank you for the years of great music that you gave me as a young kid. The funny thing is when you look at the people that you look up to, you forget that they were youngsters doing what they was doing. So basically y'all the same age.
Like
it was older because, you know, the platform make you bigger than life.
Right.
But I still want to say I thank you for that part of my youth. That you you know, you gave me when I couldn't say the words to the girl the right way. You had the songs that had the lyrics the right way, so I could just send it the little mixtape with that. When we was at the party, even though we was hip hop, you know, you got to get your digital.
There you go,
old Sheila in there.
Got to get the girls. Got the
yes, yes.
You can't. Yeah.
So I just really want to thank you, man, for what you have given. You know, oftentimes I know guys are doing it because they love it. And you forget every now and again, you get reminded like, oh, man, there was so much impact in the music that I put out there. People had babies to your music. They made friends with some of your songs playing. They met people that they still call friends to this day. And man, I really just want to say thank you for being the soundtrack of my youth. I appreciate what you did and salute to you, sir. That's what I really want to say to you.
Man, listen, that's an honor hearing that. You know, I truly appreciate it because it makes me know I've done my job.
Yes, sir.
You know, and those are the things that you want to last in this industry is for brothers or folks to come to you and say what an impact you've made in their life. And that's why I say it's always about that great music, because it can do that for you. So, my man, I'm honored and I appreciate you, brother, for sure.
Thank you so much. Melvin Riley, you take care of yourself, man. And, you know, slow down on your sugar daddy game.
and y'all go to YouTube and check out the video. It's on YouTube now. Melvin Riley, Sugar Daddy.
Oh, give you a context too, because people, I'm glad you said that. Please, man, if you're not following this to Melvin Riley, make sure you do so. How can they follow you? What's all your connects? I know you got merch and all that great stuff. People want to support you in so many different ways. So tell them how they can do that.
Everybody just go to IamMelvinRiley.com. I've got merchandise. I got the memorabilia. I've got the new singles and all the information on Melvin Riley and Ready for the World. So Facebook is Melvin Riley. Instagram is I Am Melvin Riley. And most of my platforms are I Am Melvin Riley. So come and check me out. Check out the merch. Check out the music. and keep you informed on the shows that's coming up.
All right. Melvin Riley, Ready from the World. Salute again, brother, to you, man. Thank you so much for your time, okay?
I appreciate it, brother. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right.